in addition to the rankings, we look at trends around the world. And one of the things that we have picked up on is the rise of think tanks in the BRIC countries specifically, but more broadly in all of the G20. And so there is, in terms of emerging powers and economies, a significant rise in both prominence and influence of the think tanks that are members of the G20 countries. And that's been the particular focus of this year's report.
Can you give us some examples of how this is happening in Africa? Has there been a rise in any specific countries within the African region? And also maybe to what do you attribute this?
Well, the country that is pretty dominant within the region in terms of Africa is South Africa. In the top 10, I think 5 of the think tanks are from South Africa. And there's a broader growth in terms of social and economic institutions and a greater movement in terms of the developing indigenous capacity, meaning strengthening or creating think tanks in Africa. So whether they are security and international affairs or social and economic, there's a dramatic increase in strengthening the capacity or emphasis and the capacity in these institutions. And I think that in itself is going to be a very good thing for Africa, that it's not institutions outside of the region that are doing the thinking, it's indigenous think tanks within the region.
Are these think tanks, are they in any way influencing government policies?
Yes, I mean, virtually every area, both from the fairly functional aspects to those things that would be considered high politics in terms of security. Governments increasingly, for a whole host of reasons, are looking to these institutions to help them address, understand, and most importantly, respond to sort of domestic and international challenges that they face. The capacity, the problems, and the complexity of the problems are outpacing most governments' capacity to respond to them, and they are looking to think tanks to help provide a response.
Could you give an example of this?
Yes. I mean, for instance, we have been discussing with institutions within the region, Africa, it's one of the most conflict-prone regions in the world, and there are a small number of institutions that are focused on a regional basis on conflict. And we have brought attention to that through a major study that we have initiated, doing a strategic map of the think tanks in Africa with this express purpose of identifying where there are gaps. And one of the key gaps is one in terms of social and economic, which Gates and the EULA Foundation have made a $170 million commitment to help strengthen, not only in Africa, but in Latin America and Southeast Asia. But we have brought attention to the fact that there are really only a handful of think tanks focused on security issues, indigenous or institutions focused on security issues in the African continent. And we feel that resources need to be directed to strengthening that capacity. That being said, there are several institutions in South Africa that are working on a regional basis and in Kenya and Ghana on both economic, social issues and security, and are providing a much needed resource to the governments. So there's a increasing understanding of the importance and reliance on think tanks to help governments think. Most people know that some or a greater number of the leading think tanks in the U.S. and in Western Europe. But once you get beyond that, there's not as much awareness. And part of, you know, my purpose and mission is to bring to the attention of the world community the important work that these think tanks do in Africa, in Southeast Asia, in Latin America, and often in very difficult circumstances.